W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching live on Facebook or on YouTube. Thank you for everything you do for spreading the word about the show. Shopping that Shop Amazon tab, the Shop Target tab, all that jazz. It's noted and appreciated. Coming up on the show today, it is the Monday episode. By the way, we recorded it a week ahead of time, as you might be able to tell. We're going to be looking at the difference between MAGA and not MAGA.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait.
When talking to voters. Plus, we have an update on some small town news from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. And beer is taking a hit.
What?
Beer is taking a hit. Unbelievable. But before we get to all of that, hello, Facebook Live. Let's talk weekend. We do this every Monday, and basically it's a projection of what our weekend was. Sometimes it ends up being true, sometimes not, but since we're predicting it ahead of time, who knows? Kareem?
I got a work call. I got to go.
Oh.
I step out.
Kareem's going to step out. Jason, let's turn Kareem's mic down as he steps out. Mm. Jason, how was your weekend?
Oh, man. It hasn't happened yet. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Was able to relax all weekend. Like, went to the zoo. Had a fun time at the zoo with the kids for a couple hours on Saturday. And then I came home, and my wife was like, hey, why don't you take some time to play some video games this afternoon? And, like, she, like, took the kids. And I don't know what she did, but she went away for like 4 hours. Got some real good gaming time. Came back and like Kiki, she came back with Kiki's fries from Kiki's Chicken on J Street.
Nice.
Give them the plug.
Sure.
Yeah, because they're great. Came back with some of those. We had that. Kids went down to sleep on Saturday night, no issues. Went and did an amazing show at the Comedy Spot. It was sold out again. It was a lot of fun. And then Sunday, she actually said that she was taking the kids. She took the kids to her friend's house in Palo Alto and was gone the whole day.
Wow.
So I got to play video games the whole day. I did some laundry, just stay on top of it. But yeah, I played like 15 hours of video games this weekend. It was dope.
Nice. Of course, as everyone knows, this past weekend, Royal Rumble. It's January. Royal Rumble. WWE. And, my wife's favorite event of the year. So we just watched the Royal Rumble from beginning to end, just chilled, enjoyed the whole thing because, everything was done on Saturday. Yeah. Baby's sleeping in the new room. It's fantastic. No complaints, no anxiety about that at all. Just a fantastic weekend. Kareem, how about you?
I read a book. I haven't sat down to read a book all the way through for a minute.
Oh, there you go. Which Bill O'Reilly book was it?
was it one of Hannity's new ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, it's Rachel Maddow's book.
Is Rachel Maddow's book like her show where she teases you that something big's going to happen all the way through and at the end nothing really happens?
No, she gives a whole lot of... So between her book and the shock doctrine, you can pretty much look at the world and be like, oh, this is what the fuck's going on. Or a large portion of it.
We went to a Trump rally and got reaction to Rachel Maddow.
Pretty bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not kind.
Somebody compared her, it was on Twitter today, and I can't remember what it was. But it was like a really bad comparison. So, never mind.
What?
All right.
Oh, they compared her and Steve Bannon. That's what it was.
Gotcha.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
The hell's that? Apparently the grievances have gotten squeaky. What's going on with that? Anyway, Jason, let's start with you. What's chewing at your craw?
So I was searching for all these reaction videos, Eminem stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like one of the first guys to get on there and do it. It's funny, like every guy that I saw, I was like, man, I just got woken up about this. And this just came out. Let's see what's going to happen, man. This is nuts. This is kind of crazy. Second time he's done this, like just dropped it on us without anybody knowing what's going on. But this one guy, his name's Crypt. On YouTube, was like rapper. It's like rapper reacts to new Eminem album, and one of the things he does, like at the very beginning, he's like he's listening to Godzilla, which is the track on the album that I think everybody's kind of like, dude, this is the track. This is what it's all about for Eminem, and it's nuts. And then Juice WRLD does the hook on it and has a flow on it, and it's really amazing. It sounds great. But he's like, I don't know why I didn't call this track Monster. Because they say like Juice WRLD has Monster in his hook, they keep saying. But the song like opens up like in the third or fourth line where he says Godzilla. And then like rhymes it with card dealer, hit him like a card dealer, like anyhow, like he says Godzilla right at the fucking beginning, like, and not only that, like Rap God was like the last song that he did that was like crazy, like, and like so God, I mean, you know what I mean, like there's a, like I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I know it's late, but man, I
just, my God,
pissed me off so much because like the guy's like sitting there like getting all like, I don't know why I called. Dude, were you not just fucking listening to the song? At the very beginning of the song, he says Godzilla. Like it's like the second thing he says about, like, if you drink some alcohol, he'll turn into Godzilla. And he'll hit him like a car dealer. Like, I mean, like, it's fucking... He says it right at the beginning. So
what? Anyhow. Did you say something?
Exactly. So, yeah. So, that's... So, I was watching all these reaction ones and then talking shit in my own head to these guys, like, man, what the fuck? And also thinking to myself, man, I need to be fucking doing this and making some money. These guys had, like, this guy dropped it, and within, like, the next day, I was looking at him even more because I was at home with the kids. And, like, some of these people had, like, 50,000 hits within, like, 12 hours, 50,000, 60,000 hits just on reacting to, you know, I mean, they have a brand that they'd set up and stuff like that. But I was just like, man, I need to get into this racket, dude. I wish I had a place that I could go and do all that at.
Right. That would be great. Kareem?
Bernie Bros. And sis, stop with the nonsense. Stop with the bullshit. You're going to fuck around and get Trump reelected. Your reactions to everything that anybody says about Bernie is the thing that is turning everybody else off about Bernie. We are in a situation where we need one candidate that everybody can rally behind, because we don't need this dumb fuck in office for 4 more years. You are going to be the fucking reason that he's there because of the nonsense that you keep saying about anybody that disagrees with anything that Bernie says. Stop. You didn't learn from the last fucking time, and you're going to end up doing this shit again. Bernie is not a fucking Democrat. If you believe so much in him, take your money and put it behind him and run him as a fucking independent. Otherwise, deal with the people who are actually Democrats all the time, not just when it's convenient for them, and their reaction to somebody who is not one of them. So, Bernie Bros, stop with the bullshit. That includes the media people that are Bernie people too. Stop with the bullshit. We do not need whoever the nominee might be, if it's not Bernie, to be torn down by you guys to the point where they won't be electable in the actual general election. Stop.
I'm right along the same lines. My issue is people not voting. Now, look, if you think that Donald Trump has done a great job and you like Donald Trump, but I know there are people out there that think that, then go ahead and vote for Donald Trump. If that's what you legitimately think. If you think Donald Trump is an abomination, not fit to be president, has done a shit job, has run the country into the ground, has made us the laughingstock of the world, has spit in the face of our allies, and made the world a less safe place, and you don't go vote for whomever is the Democratic nominee, whether you think they're great or not, you are part of the reason why he got reelected. All the people who didn't go and vote for Hillary because, well, I don't really like Hillary. Well, I didn't like Hillary that much either, but she'd be a damn sight better than what we have now. So that is my whole point. And especially if you happen to live in one of those, I can hate these swing states, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. By the way, if you fuck this up for the rest of us again, I swear to God, I know we came up with the Electoral College for a reason. Maybe it's time to get rid of it. Because when 3 million more people vote for one person than another, but you lose these fucking swing states. And by the way, it's happened twice, and it's been a Republican both times that ends up getting reaping the rewards of getting fewer votes.
It's all about slavery.
And if you stay home and don't vote because you don't happen to like the Democratic candidate. And by the way, if you go and vote for the Green Party candidate, go fuck off. Just what are you even doing?
Yeah.
What are you even doing? If you think Donald Trump is a problem, the only way to get rid of him is to go and vote for the Democrat that is the Democratic nominee, whether that happens to be Biden, Warren, Sanders, Buttigieg, or Tom fucking Steyer.
Or Bloomberg.
By the way, Mike Bloomberg, get off of my ass. That fucking guy has followed me around like a shadow.
Oh, he knows that you're his dude.
He's everywhere.
He's like, this guy is my demographic.
But again, if he's the nominee, I'm voting for him.
And the other, to add to that, to you motherfuckers who talk about, well, I don't pay attention to that stuff, it doesn't include me. No shit. No, bitch. It involves you. Voting involves everybody. You're living this fucking country. It is your duty to pay a fucking attention to politics enough to be an informed voter. Otherwise, you have no right to gripe or complain about any shit that happens to you. And your kids should be the first ones on the front line when this motherfucker gets us into a war.
Hey, Kareem, but listen, man, it doesn't matter anyways because they've already pre-selected everybody and there's a bunch of conspiracies going on. And
by the way,
my vote doesn't even matter.
Here's the other thing. If you're not committed to voting for whoever the Democratic nominee ends up being, you have to. New rule. You have to follow Donald Trump on Twitter. And you have to read his Twitter feed at least 3 times a day. He puts out enough content.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest content.
He creates a lot of content.
One of the biggest content creators out there right now. He's an influencer, you could say.
I'm not going to get into it, but yes. if you're not going to vote for the eventual Democratic nominee, you have to follow Donald Trump on Twitter. And you have to actually read everything he puts out. Everything.
Did either of you guys read the article that was detailing his tour and the trying to give him a history lesson in NATO and our allies and stuff like that? Yeah,
I'll be buying that book tomorrow.
He's just so idiotic and has no idea. Like
again,
Mattis was like sitting there, like saying, like. I'm glad that we had Mattis in there as long as we did.
If you think he's doing a great job and you like Donald Trump, go fucking vote for him.
No, Mattis didn't do a good job because if Mattis had to let him do the shit that he wanted to do in the first place, he would already be gone. They're the reason why he's been there as long as he has because they thought they were protecting the country, but they weren't. They were enabling him. And if they had to let him do the shit that he wanted to do, the Republicans would already be done with him and we would already have a different president.
President Pence.
Yes.
And then
Joel McHale has a great bit on Mike
and then
Pence,
we would see what kind of asshole he is, and he his ass would be being
voted out. I don't think, I mean, like, who knows what type of, he would have gotten us into a war already. I mean, I don't know. I think that they did help, and then eventually they're just like, we can't do this anymore. We can't.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. That's the airing of the grievances. Thanks for listening. All right. So a Tennessee woman is facing a domestic assault charge after her boyfriend told police that she bit and scratched him during some intimate activities on New Year's Day. Now, around 1:25 a.m., cops were dispatched to a Nashville apartment in connection with a reported domestic assault. When they got there, the victim told officers that Kristen Paris, who's 24, began to bite and scratch him while or slightly before they began some intimate activities. He added that biting and scratching was beyond the scope of the couple's normal intimacy. So that means she got drunk.
Yeah.
The Nashville cop noted the victim had several scratch marks on his back and bites on his left arm and back. Now, while speaking with police, her boyfriend said that she had punched him several times a few weeks ago, but he didn't report that. She was subsequently charged with domestic assault, a misdemeanor, booked into the county jail, freed on $500 bond, and had a hearing here in January. Yeah, I can't judge. I wasn't there, but...
To quote Jason from earlier, he's a pussy.
That was freaking crazy.
Meanwhile, in Canada, legal pot has taken a bite out of beer consumption. Smoke more, drink less. Now, that appears to be the trend among Canadians during the first full year of legal cannabis, when beer volumes fell by 3% through November. That is according to data from Beer Canada. I didn't know there was such a thing. This is far worse than the trend seen between 2014 and 2018, where beer industry volumes fell an average of 0.3%, and appears to be related to Canada's legalization of pot in late 2018. Domestic beer volumes slid 3.9% through November, while imported beer volumes grew 1.4%. Cannabis consumers appear to prefer mainstream beer as they pursue a better buzz for your buck. That's according to a report. Now, there's some debate over how much impact marijuana legalization has on alcohol consumption, although surveys of pot users indicate they tend to drink less when they're high. Declining sales have led to several alcohol cannabis partnerships, including Constellation Brands, investment in Canopy Growth Corp, Anheuser-Busch InBev's joint venture with Tilray Inc. and Molson Coors Brewing partnership with Hexo Corp. To be sure, the Canadian cannabis industry is still small. Annual sales based on the most recent studies said it would be about 1.5 billion Canadian versus 9.2 billion for beer and 23 billion for alcohol. However, the expectation of Canada's launch of newly legal pot products like vapes, edibles, and cannabis beverages to perpetuate the trend of declining beer volumes. And the woman favors cannabis over mainstream beer as an investment. Thoughts? Jason, you're a pothead.
I'm going to get this out, and you can have, Jason can have it.
Allegedly.
Beer people who get high do less of everything when they get high.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'll just say, like, they can go fuck themselves. Take that from the Iron Sheik. Go fuck them. No, honestly, though, they're talking about how the craft beers had gone up by 1.2. What was it? Imported
beers in Canada. So that would be like Budweiser and
but those went up.
They went up a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you saw the graph, it's been on a decline for the last decade. Like, that chart showed nothing but to try to scapegoat it onto marijuana when their sales have been going down on a steady pace, the number of liters people have it was there. You can look at the graph. They're just using it as a scapegoat to tell their the people that are own their stocks. Oh no, don't worry about it. It's all weed's fault.
Yeah. Once again, Jason defending marijuana.
I'm just saying, it's not that I'm defending it. I'm just saying, don't fucking blame something that's not the case. It's an overall attitude towards alcohol in the first place that's changed and among a lot of people. So.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, whatever you choose to, enhance your mood, wind down, I don't care. If your beer is good, your beer will be fine.
Yeah.
And even at a 3% drop, beer went way up for quite a while. And if it goes back down a little bit, it's a correction. It's just the way things are.
It's the way it is, man. It's a wave.
There are some people that are never going to be using marijuana, no matter how legal it might be.
Yeah.
And there's some people that are never going to drink. No
exactly.
matter how.
Anymore. Meanwhile, in Indiana, there's another, it's another one of those you can't make these things up stories. Now, records indicate a woman wearing an FBI hat told clerks she was with the CIA while trying to get into an Indiana gas station security cameras. According to a probable cause affidavit, South Bend officers were dispatched to the Golo gas station in reference to a woman identified as Lisa O'Donnell trying to look at camera recording. She showed ID but no badge. When officers arrived, an employee pointed out O'Donnell driving away from the gas station in a white Dodge Charger with no plate. The officer activated his lights and pulled her over. She told police there'd been a passing of counterfeit money and she needed to obtain gas station video. She also said she'd been working in the area for months. Now, when asked who she worked for, she responded CIA, but was in fact wearing a white hat that said FBI. She stated police should run her ID, saying her license would reflect her credentials. Her license did not confirm her status as a CIA agent, however. They contacted another South Bend officer for reference. He was told O'Donnell didn't work for the CIA or the FBI. He also said she had taken the Charger for a test drive from a dealership and never returned it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And it turns out she had stolen the female body inspector hat from her boyfriend.
Wow.
Somehow Kareem's going to blame this all on Pete Buttigieg. all right. So we were talking between a couple of shows about people talking about their candidates and who they supported and how they vote. So let's sort of compare and contrast. CNN did a panel of African-American voters sharing their thoughts on the 2020 Democrats. And here's a little taste of that.
So this is the latest Washington Post poll among Black Democratic voters. And Joe Biden.
By the way, couldn't they have found an African-American anchor to do this instead of white lady? I'm just asking. I mean, it seems random to me.
They could have, but she's the morning person. So she runs. Well, it's always a white woman that runs. Seems to run these things.
Leads the charge by more than 2-1. Why do you think that Joe Biden is so appealing to Black voters?
To be simple, to be honest, Biden is the person I think that will pull in white voters, Black voters, men, women. He's that candidate.
I also believe that he brings the confidence of foreign policy to the table as well. Electability, being likable amongst different demographics and different age groups.
I think that Joe Biden has been very good at reminiscing on the Obama administration and his tenure in the White House then. So I think it's largely dependent on the electability that he has.
Okay, all that being said, show of hands, how many of you plan to vote in the primary for Joe Biden?
One person out of six. They sat there and extolled how great Joe Biden was, and one out of six of them are voting for him. By the way, the numbers show that that among Black Democratic voters, Joe Biden's at 48%, Bernie Sanders 20, Elizabeth Warren 9, Mike Bloomberg at 4, and Cory Booker, who's not even running anymore, at 4%. By the way, the margin of error is plus or minus 4%. So it's Biden by a landslide, Sanders still in it, and Warren just watching, and then nobody else.
Yeah.
Literally nobody else. So that was an interesting compare and contrast to this that I saw on Twitter, which I shared with you guys. Richard Marks, by the way, the recording artist, shared this. They went to a rally, a Trump rally, and they asked this young man who is white and looks like he's maybe 20, 21. He asked to name something President Trump has done well. And here is his answer.
What is something that you believe the president has done well?
I'm not really sure. I just support him.
Mm. What is some?
He's wearing a Trump 2020 hat at a Trump rally. One more time.
I'm not really sure. I just support him.
That was not edited. That was not edited. I just want to make that very clear.
But and like he doesn't even have balls to really show his full face because his hat, the way he's wearing his hat is like,
well,
who wears their hat like that?
Well, someone who would wear glasses with those frames.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous. I mean, like,
let's not make fun of his look.
No,
I applaud his honesty.
I applaud his honesty also.
he didn't even bother to bullshit.
But his hat, like, it's just like he's wearing the hat like that looks like it probably fits him, but he's wearing it on the very top of his head.
Sure.
And like with the bill resting halfway over his face.
Well,
like,
maybe he just bought it and it hasn't been broken in yet. He got it at the rally. Yeah.
So the other thing that happened in that CNN interview was those people explain. Well, one you see from the first answer is that black people are practical as voters. And the other thing is that they said that they don't trust white people. So they don't trust white people to do the right thing as far as voting for the right candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. So anywho, that's the difference between African American voters and a Trump voter. All right. We're gonna we've been podcasting here for a hot minute. So we're gonna wrap this up and get the heck out of here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
We go to my home area, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, for an update. This from January 15th's Newport Dispatch. Newport City votes to allow ATVs on public streets.
Wait, what?
And a vote of 414 to 294 voters in Newport City have decided to keep in place an ordinance to allow all-terrain vehicles on downtown streets. Now, back in October, the city council voted 3-1 in favor of a 5-month trial period that allows ATVs to be allowed on select routes starting in May. Now, when the ordinance takes effect, riders must ride single file and ATVs will still be banned on public property. In November, a group calling itself Fight Back 05855, that's the zip code for Newport, by the way, submitted a petition opposing the ordinance. Newport City resident Amy Gillespie, the chief organizer of the group, said the petition was the only way to allow the community to have a say in whether the ordinance got voted in or voted down. She said she felt the community wasn't included in the real discussion and planning process for the ATV routes, nor was the city council. Clearly, Amy was wrong.
She was?
They lost by a lot. Yeah. And they'll be going right by her house. The 6-month trial period is going to end in October. By the way, you can ride your snow machine into Newport.
A good old machine.
Snow machine. Which, by the way, I will point out that the Vermont State Parks put out a chart of how thick the ice needs to be for certain things to happen, including an up to, I'm trying to scroll back to find it, but it's including an up to Godzilla.
Yeah. Gojira. I think that they said giant lizard or something like that on there though, right?
Yeah, it was giant lizard. It was giant lizard. But they pointed out snow machine, which you other people might call a snowmobile. It's a snow machine. It's called the snow machine. That's what it is. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the San Francisco Giants named the first ever female to be a full-time coach. She's an assistant coach. She's a Sac State graduate. Nice. So congratulations to them and to her. And to Aubrey Huff, who had an issue with it and decided to express his problem on Twitter. I'm glad you made a lot of money during your playing career, and I'm glad you don't have to worry about it anymore. But Aubrey Huff, fuck off.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. That's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Have a great one. We'll be back with another fresh new episode on Wednesday. And spreading joy throughout the universe.
That's how we do it.
All right. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.